Good afternoon and welcome to the Mesa City Council meeting for December the 10th. We are present and Mr. Whitaker is excused. We will begin our meeting with an invocation offered by Pastor Mel Manchinsky with the First United Methodist Church, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance. So please stand for the invocation and Pledge of Allegiance.
Gracious and most wise God, before whose face all generations rise and fall, in whom we live and move and have our being, we thank you for all of the good and gracious gifts you've given to us, for life and for health, for food and for raiment, for the beauties of this world and human nature. We come before you and we are painfully aware of our inadequacies and shortcomings, yet we realize that we stand surrounded with mountains of love during this holiday season, and so hope we might be able to choose that particular path and another. We stand amid the forces of truth, and Lord, we ask that if there are times when we need to stand up for the truth, you will give us that particular endeavor. There are all kinds of roads offered towards us, the choice of a high road and the other. God of us all, we ask that our conversation becomes such a way that it will be collaborative with one another. Purify our hearts that we might see the goodness of light even as we see the mountains around us. In these turbulent days when it seems that fear and doubt can take us captive, we ask that you will give us broad visions, penetrating vision for the good of the community. Help us to work with renewed vigor for a better governance, for an equitable sharing of resources, and for the acceptance of one another, so that the walls of fellowship and community will become our mainstay of our living. For if we strive for what is good and upright and ethical, we will be doing your will. God of us all, we commit our ways unto you in this council meeting and whatever lies before us in the future. Amen.
Amen. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. First item on our agenda tonight is awards and recognitions, and tonight we do have an item on the awards and recognitions agenda, and it's an important one. Our local schools are facing preventable suicides, and students are taking action through education to help stop it. Speak Up, Stand Up, Save a Life program empowers students to report concerning behavior from their peers that they see online and in person. Tonight, I'm honored to proclaim January of 2019 as Speak Up, Stand Up, Save a Life Month in Mesa, Arizona. Here today to accept the proclamation are members of the Student Council, the Link Crew, AVID, and ROTC from Mesa High School. So, Council, I'd invite you to join me at the podium, and let's take a photograph and as we issue this very important proclamation in our community. Thank you for the students that are here. Helping us to get this message out, and we hope this is a message that will resonate in our community and we can see some real impact. So thank you for your efforts. Thank you, and I'm glad that Sally Harrison from the Chamber could join us for that as well. She's been a great advocate on this issue in our community. The next item on our agenda is to take action on the consent agenda. Mr. Christopher, please come forward and read the consent agenda.
Good evening, Mayor and Council members. These are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the City Council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or citizen request, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license application for all the above. One-day event, Monday, December 31st from 9 p.m. to 2 a.m. Tuesday, January 1st, 815 East Main Street. Item 4A, Act on Dollar Limit Increase to the Term Contract for Industrial Supplies for the Materials and Supply Warehouse for Citywide Departments. Item 4B, Act on 3-Year Term Contract with 2 Years Renewal Options for Uniforms for the Fire and Medical Department. Item 4C, Act on 10-Month Term Contract with 4 Years of Renewal Options for Fire Extinguishers and Related Services for the Fire and Medical Department. Item 4D, Act on Contract to Purchase Automatic Dependent Surveillance Broadcast Equipment for Avionics Upgrade for the Police Department. Item 4E, Act on 1-Year Renewal of the Term Contract for Meals for the Police Department Holding Facility. Item 4F, Act on Contract to Purchase a Customer Queue Management System as requested by the Business Services Department. Item 4G, Act on 1-Year Renewal of Term Contract for Recreational Lighting and Maintenance Services for the Parks, Recreation, and Community Facilities Department. Item 4H, Act on Dollar Limit Increase to the Term Contract for Plumbing Services for the Parks, Recreation, and Community Facilities Department. Item 4I, Act on Contract to Purchase a 1-Year Research and Advisory Subscription Service for the Information Technology Department. Item 4J, Act on 3-Year Term Contract with 2 Years of Renewal Options for Refuse Container Repair and Cleaning Services for the Environmental Management and Sustainability Department. Item 4K, Act on Dollar Limit Increase and Amendment and 1-Year Renewal with 3 Years of Renewal Options to the Term Contract for Recyclable Material Processing as requested by the Environmental Management and Sustainability Department. Item 4L, Act on Contract to Upgrade the Splunk Security Information and Security Event Management Solution for the Information Technology and Police Departments. Item 4M, Act on Dollar Limit Increase to the Term Contract for Police Vehicle Maintenance and Repair Services for the Fleet Services Department. Item 4N, Act on Contract for Greenfield Water Reclamation Plant Phase 3 Expansion, Guaranteed Maximum Price Number 4, Electrical Reliability Improvements. Basis portion is funded by 2014 authorized wastewater bonds. Item 4O, Act on 1-Year Renewal with a 1-Year Renewal Option to the Term Contract for Real Property Appraisals and Review Appraisals for the Engineering Department. This contract is funded by Light Rail Project Funds. Item 5A, Act on Resolution approving and authorizing the City Manager to enter into task force agreements with the Organized Crime Drug Enforcement Task Forces to accept funds from the U.S. Department of Justice Drug Enforcement Administration for overtime for Mesa Police Department personnel. Item 5B, Act on Resolution to extinguish a portion of a public utility easement located at 860 North Winter Haven Circle to accommodate the construction of a detached garage. This is requested by the property owner. Item 5C, Act on Resolution to extinguish a bus shelter easement and agreement located at 353 East Brown Road to accommodate development of a fast food restaurant. This is requested by the property owner. Item 6A, Act on Resolution updating the current policy guidelines and application procedures for the establishment of community facilities districts. Item 6B, Act on Resolution approving the formation of the Eastmark Community Facilities District Number 2 and entering into a development, financing, participation, waiver, and intergovernmental agreement. Item 7A, Introduction of Ordinance amending Title 8, Chapter 6, Sections 5 through 18 of the Mesa City Code relating to public nuisances, property maintenance, and neighborhood preservation. The changes impact the service of citations and will take effect 30 days after adoption. Item 7B, Introduction of Ordinance regarding ZON 18-00592 within the 10,200 and 10,300 blocks of East Hampton Avenue on the south side. This is located north of US 60 and east of Chrisman Road. Rezone, site plan review, and council use permit to allow for development of a medical, commercial, and residential mixed-use campus. Item 8A, Introduction of Ordinance amending the Mesa City Code, Title 4, Building Regulations, Chapter 1, Mesa Administrative Code, Sections 1 and 2 by adopting the 2018 Mesa Building Code, Residential Code, Mechanical Code, Plumbing Code, Fuel Gas Code, Energy Conservation Code, Existing Building Code, Swimming Pool and Spa Code, and the 2017 Mesa Electric Code with amendments. Item 8B, Act on Resolution declaring the document filed with the City Clerk entitled 2018 International Building Code and identified for codification as Chapter 2, Sections 1 and 2 of Title 4 of the Mesa City Code to be a public record and providing for the availability of the document for public use and inspection. Item 8C, Introduction of Ordinance repealing the existing Title 4 Building Regulations, Chapter 2, Mesa Building Code, Sections 1, International Building Code Adopted, and 2, Penalty Clause of the Mesa City Code, adopting the 2018 International Building Code by reference, adopting amendments to certain provisions in the 2018 International Building Code, and adding a new Title 4, Chapter 2, Sections 1 and 2. Item 8D, Act on Resolution declaring the document filed with the City Clerk entitled 2018 Residential Code and identified for codification as Chapter 3, Sections 1 and 2 of Title 4 of the Mesa City Code to be a public record, and providing for the availability of the document for public use and inspection. Item 8E, Introduction of Ordinance repealing the existing Title 4 Building Regulations, Chapter 3, Mesa Residential Code, Sections 1, International Residential Code Adopted, and 2, the Penalty Clause of the Mesa City Code, adopting the 2018 International Residential Code by reference, adopting amendments to certain provisions in the 2018 International Residential Code, and adding a new title for Chapter 3, Sections 1 and 2. Item 8F, act on resolution declaring the document filed with the city clerk entitled 2017 National Electrical Code and identify it for codification as Chapter 4, Sections 2 and 3 of Title 4 of the Mesa City Code to be a public record and providing for the availability of the document for public use and inspection. Item 8G, introduction of ordinance repealing the existing Title 4 Building Regulations, Chapter 4, Mesa Electrical Code, Sections 2, National Electric Code adopted, and 3, Penalty Clause of the Mesa City Code, adopting the 2017 National Electric Code by reference, adopting amendments to certain provisions in the 2017 National Electric Code, and adding a new title for Chapter 3, Sections 2 and 3. Item 8H, act on resolution declaring the document filed with the city clerk entitled 2018 International Plumbing Code and identified for codification as Chapter 5, Sections 1 and 2 of Title 4 of the Mesa City Code to be a public record and providing for the availability of the document for public use and inspection. Item 8I, introduction of ordinance repealing the existing Title 4 Building Regulations, Chapter 5, Mesa Plumbing Code, Sections 1, International Plumbing Code adopted, and 2, Penalty Clause of the Mesa City Code, adopting the 2018 International Plumbing Code by reference, adopting amendments to certain provisions in the 2018 International Plumbing Code, and adding a new title, Title 4, Chapter 5, Sections 1 and 2. Item 8J, act on resolution declaring the document filed with the city clerk entitled 2018 International Mechanical Code and identified for codification as Chapter 6, Sections 1 and 2 of Title 4 of the Mesa City Code to be a public record and providing for the availability of the document for public use and inspection. Item 8K, introduction of ordinance repealing the existing Title 4 Building Regulations, Chapter 6, Mesa Mechanical Code, Sections 1, International Mechanical Code adopted, and 2, Penalty Clause of the Mesa City Code, adopting the 2018 Mechanical Code by reference, adopting amendments to certain provisions in the 2018 International Mechanical Code, and adding a new Title 4, Chapter 6, Sections 1 and 2. Item 8L, act on resolution declaring the document filed with the city clerk entitled 2018 Fuel Gas Code and identified for codification as Chapter 7, Sections 1 and 2 of Title 4 of the Mesa City Code to be a public record and providing for the availability of the document for public use and inspection. Item 8M, introduction of ordinance repealing the existing Title 4 Building Regulations, Chapter 7, Mesa Fuel and Gas Code, Sections 1, International Fuel and Gas Code adopted, and 2, Penalty Clause of the Mesa City Code, adopting the 2018 International Fuel and Gas Code by reference, adopting amendments to certain provisions in the 2018 International Fuel and Gas Code, and adding a new Title 4, Chapter 7, Sections 1 and 2. Item 8N, act on resolution declaring the document filed to the city clerk entitled 2018 Existing Building Code and identified for codification as Chapter 8, Sections 1 and 2 of Title 4 of the Mesa City Code to be a public record and providing for the availability of the document for public use and inspection. Item 8O, introduction of ordinance repealing the existing Title 4 Building Regulations, Chapter 8, Mesa Existing Building Code, Sections 1, International Existing Building Code adopted, and 2, Penalty Clause of the Mesa City Code, adopting the 2018 International Existing Building Code by reference, adopting amendments to certain provisions to the 2018 International Existing Building Code, and adding a new Title 4, Chapter 8, Sections 1 and 2. Item 8P, act on resolution declaring the document filed to the city clerk entitled 2018 International Energy Conservation Code and identified for codification as Chapter 9, Sections 1 and 2 of Title 4 of the Mesa City Code to be a public record and providing for the availability of the document for public use and inspection. Item 8Q, introduction of ordinance repealing the existing Title 4 Building Regulations, Chapter 9, Mesa Energy Conservation Code, Sections 1, International Energy Conservation Code adopted, and 2, the Penalty Clause of the Mesa City Code, adopting the 2018 International Energy Conservation Code by reference, adopting amendments to certain provisions in the 2018 International Energy Conservation Code, and adding a new Title 4, Chapter 9, Sections 1 and 2. Item 8R, act on resolution declaring the document filed to the city clerk entitled 2018 International Swimming Pool and Spa Code and identified for codification as Chapter 10, Sections 1 and 2 of Title 4 of the Mesa City Code to be a public record and providing for the availability of the document for public use and inspection. Item 8S, introduction of ordinance adopting the 2018 International Swimming Pool and Spa Code by reference, adopting amendments to certain provisions in the 2018 International Swimming Pool and Spa Code, adding a new Title 4, Building Regulations, Chapter 10, Mesa Swimming Pool and Spa Code, Sections 1, Swimming Pool and Spa Code adopted, and 2, Penalty Clause. Item 8T, act on resolution declaring the document filed at the city clerk entitled 2018 International Fire Code and identified for codification as Chapter 2, Sections 1 and 2 of Title 7 of the Mesa City Code to be a public record, and providing for the availability of the document for public use and inspection. Item 8U, introduction of ordinance repealing the existing Title 7 Fire Regulations, Chapter 2, Sections 1 and 2, Fire Code of the Mesa City Code, adopting the 2018 International Fire Code by reference, adopting amendments to certain provisions in the 2018 International Fire Code, and adding a new Title 7, Chapter 2, Sections 1 and 2. And Item 9A, Act on Subdivision Plat, Mesa Fiesta, 1337 through 1361 South Alma School Road, located south of Southern Avenue on the east side of Alma School Road. Mayor and Council Members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Mr. Christopher. I should note that in our discussion downstairs, a question was raised by Mr. Thompson regarding agenda items 6A and 6B and the ability to make some adjustments perhaps to the names of the individuals that are designated at board members. Mr. Smith, what is your advice on that issue at this time?
Yeah, Mayor and Council, they are within a particular section within the resolution. My suggestion would be to go ahead and move forward tonight, and then they would be designated. But when citizens or people move into those homes in a year or so, we could ask for them to resign from the board at that time, and then the council could move forward with appointing citizens from the community at that time when there are citizens living within this new CFD. That would be my suggestion.
Okay, thank you. I think Mr. Thompson agreed with that as well. So we have a motion and a second to approve the consent agenda. Please cast your vote. The vote is unanimous with Mr. Whitaker absent and excused. The next item on our agenda is item 10. That is items from citizens present. Do we have some cards, Ms. Mickelson? Oh, I'm sorry. Of course we do. Thank you. Thank you. Mr. Earls, we invite you to come forward. Welcome.
Thank you, Mayor, Council members. My name is Jerry Earls. I live at 51 West 9th, and as we're all aware that I was working with you on the project at 860 North Center. And I wanted to thank you all for your help and assistance, council members that I was able to meet with, and yourself, Mayor, and your assistance. And I just wanted to give you a thank you, and I really appreciate all the help we got, especially to Mark, and he was a real asset to us. So it's the Evergreen District over there, and we want to thank you for your help. I want to wish you all a Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Mr. Earls. Thank you for working with us on that. If there's nothing else, we'll wish everyone happy holidays. And is there a motion to adjourn this meeting? Thank you, gentlemen. All in favor, please say aye. Aye. We are adjourned.